You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, Wanda's giving me all this technical information. Maybe the feedback's coming out of my headset, Wanda, so I'm going to take away the headset. The hugs and kisses are coming, so that means Vivian Freed is turned on, so you got a big, big audience now, Tim. We're here with Tim Becker. Tim's the director of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. If you need a real estate answer, Tim's usually going to know who to call to get it if he doesn't have it himself. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Now, before we get started, I want to talk a little bit about what you do up at the University of Florida. Tell me a little bit about the Center for Real Estate Studies and also how it's kind of evolved, because it's not the same as it was when I first joined.
So the Bergstrom Center is around to serve as the go-between between the industry and the academics of the University of Florida. So we're here to support our students, help them get jobs, help them get mentors, and to provide terrific information for the real estate industry.
I got to tell you, Tim, with all the great networking I do and all the great people that I meet, and I brought a whole bunch of folks here to the conference today, and they're making money and networking and having all them hors d'oeuvres. But the most important thing to me, the person that means the most to me out of this year's class is that young man, Luke, that you have there. That's been I've been mentoring. He's absolutely terrific. This is a kid that started, his summer job was loading chicken parts, and now he's doing real estate. That's my kind of guy. Tim, tell me a little bit about the students and where they come from.
They come from all over. They come from five or six different countries across the world. And they come from all backgrounds, from architecture to building construction to engineering to finance. So our students, a wide berth of experience. They're great kids. They're the smartest kids in the state of Florida who come to the University of Florida.
Before we go any further, I want to thank Johnny for sharing our post. I want to thank Doug for joining us. And Vivian, if you give me any more hugs and kisses on the internet, I think it's going to explode. Now, Tim, let's say somebody wants to get a good leg up on the real estate industry. How do they go about getting information about the program?
They come to our website at realestate.ufl.edu, or they like us on Facebook at the UF Nathan S. Collier Masters of Science in Real Estate program. We'll get them all the information that they need and tell them how they can join the next class.
Now, how long has this program been in business? I guess I could say business, because even public education is a business these days. So how long has the program been around, and how has it changed over the years?
So our first degree started in 1945, Jim. So since 1945, we've been offering a degree. It's bounced back and forth between an undergraduate degree and an MBA degree. Our current state has been around for about 25 years now.
So that's, you know, when I was here studying real estate, back when they were inventing fire over in the engineering department and the wheel over in the engineering department. I think that the program, they only had a few colleges and universities, Texas A&M, Wisconsin, Georgia Tech, I think maybe even UCLA, but not really that many. But so you've been around since 1940, I mean the program since 45, huh?
Since 1945, and we've seen those number of universities who have real estate programs explode over the past 10 years. So we have, I think, upwards of 80 universities now are offering some form of real estate program.
Well, I know there's a bunch of them in the state of Florida. How would you differentiate the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Study, the Nathan S. Collier program? How would you differentiate that from some of the other programs in the state, which are all terrific and all have their niche?
They all do have their niche, but I think what separates us from the rest is the breadth of our board, the reach that we have from our board. We have a nationwide advisory board of industry professionals who provide the best advice to our kids, to us, to ensure that we have the best leaders of tomorrow coming out.
I'll tell you, like I said earlier, it's the most rewarding part for me is helping the young people get their first jobs, and even better is helping them negotiate their second and third jobs. It's just really wonderful. And then also I get a lot of my friends that have joined the program that are on the board, and it's really great to see now, like I nominated Rod Kasten, and then the guy that was sitting next to me at the table who says he develops shopping centers for Publix, Rod nominated him. So it's really cool to see second and third, and I got to say fourth generation nominees, and people really discovering that this is a great place, not only to get an education, but to get a great life too. Oh, I said it again. I love my life. I hope you heard that, honey. I love my life. And part of it is the Nathan S. Collier Center for Real Estate Studies and the Bergstrom Center. Tim, what do you got on tap to make things even better?
Well, we keep growing. This is the biggest class we've had, so we're going to continue to get the best and brightest into our group. But the center is going to continue to grow. We're going to grow more research for the industry to absorb, hopefully to move this industry, continue this industry in the right direction to bigger and better things.
Now, I know that one of your taglines is lead real estate, if I believe that's correct. So tell me, the students, they come, they get an experience, they meet all the people. What is the favorite thing in your mind that the students do here? And by the way, we're going to have a student on later. We're going to talk to a student and his pop. In fact, they both went to school here. Oh, that's going to be great. But Tim, tell me what the students like.
Well, the students love the interaction with the industry. They love being able to talk to people who have done that, been there, and give them great pieces of advice. While they get great academics, as you would expect from the University of Florida, it's really people like you, Jim, who come back and give teach these kids really how to start out the right way in this industry.
You can't make me cry while I'm doing radio, Tim. This really means a lot to me. I really love you. I love all the kids. The background noise that you're hearing is about 400 people networking with about 35, 40 kids, and all the kids are trying to get jobs. All the people are looking really to hire them, and they all want somebody sharp. That's where it starts. And so they come here to UF to meet the, I'm going to just say it, I got the orange and blue tie on today. They want to come and meet the really sharp kids, and this is where they find them. Who are some of the companies that have hired the kids just in the last couple of years?
Wells Fargo, MetLife, Prudential, Ernst & Young, PwC, Duff & Phelps.
I heard Marcus, yeah, Duff & Phelps. I've had, the guys in Chicago, last year my mentee got a job in Chicago. I placed kids in Chicago, Atlanta, Washington, New York for Cushman & Wakefield in New York, Atlanta, Duff & Phelps, private equity firm, HFF, Danny, all those guys. So
your next guest, Covenant Capital Group.
Oh, Covenant Capital, my next guest. Well, that'll be a father's son. Those are great guys. So, Tim, let's just talk for a couple of minutes about what you see as the director of the center in the real estate market. What are some of the things that the speakers have said today that have struck you, that help you understand what's going on in the marketplace? Because I was out here setting up my radio show. I'd like to hear, too.
Sure. Well, I think what we heard today was that the fundamentals continue to be sound, despite the fact that we're long in the tooth in the recovery. We haven't overbuilt, maybe a little overbuilding in multifamily, but the rest of the sectors haven't overbuilt. So fundamentals look really good. There's a lot of capital looking for real estate still. So I think all in all, our students are in for a wonderful ride trying to get jobs, making a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, well, some of them are very successful. And even if you train them to go into their parents' business, there's nothing wrong with that either. We got a lot of families that are very deeply involved here at the university. And I must tell you that there's been nothing more rewarding than for me to mentor the students. And I'm going to quote my wife, who just is on Facebook Live. She just said, watching my husband mentor young kids has been epic. And I want you to know it's something that truly makes me proud. Tim, we're going to go to a quick break. We're going to take a break now. Why don't you go find the Scarolas? We'll talk a little bit about the folks at Covenant Capital and what they see and why the Scarolas are a second-generation family here at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. I want to thank Tim Becker, my good friend Tim Becker. I just gave him a bruise, Tim. Thank you for being on the show. We'll be right back after this. Wanda, take it away. Rock the audience. Thank you.